the Queens, oh, Centenario.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a nice town, right?
Yeah, I like Centenario.
Since it's only about 90 miles from where I grew up, so that's...
Yeah. Yeah, you're
pretty one of the big towns.
You know about Lawrenceburg down,
yes.
Down there.
Yes. That's southeast Indiana. I have not become well enough acquainted with, though. That's a very interesting part of...
Switzerland County down in there. Beautiful.
Yes.
I tell you, I just was thrilled with it on this last trip.
Uh-huh. I've got to go down there next
yeah,
summer.
You do that. It's like Vivi in Switzerland County, a little town down there.
Yes.
Very, very quaint, very old, and you'll find all of them along in Switzerland County. We'll clear down to Madison. In fact, Tell City is old.
Yes.
And Troy, Indiana is an old. You see the old, old buildings that was built away over 100 years ago down in there.
Well, that's the kind of seedbed area of Indiana.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah, that was the beginning of Indiana.
Yeah. I just haven't been in it enough, and haven't been in it
well,
lately.
Well, if you can possibly do it, I don't know how much time you have in the fall. I expect you're pretty busy in the fall.
Yes.
But it would just pay you to go to Lawrenceburg and then just follow 66 down the river, clear downward. You can go clear to Evansville and then up.
66. Mm-hmm. That's the river road, more or less.
That's the river road. And if you do that, stay at the present Madison Motel.
Oh, is that
in
so?
Madison, Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very, very nice place. You're only 600 feet from the river, just up a gradual slope. It's two-story and it has a porch clear across the front of it, and then on the second floor has a balcony about 6 or 7 feet wide with big lounge chairs in it, and your windows in your room at the motel, and the door all opens off of this balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sit in your room and look out and see the river and the barges going up and down the river. It's a lovely place to stay.
Really worthwhile. Mm-hmm. I haven't been through Madison for almost
long
exactly
time.
30 years.
Is that? Yeah. You've never seen the Free Bridge, then?
No, I guess I haven't.
No.
Guess I haven't. I've only been across the river at Louisville.
Yeah. No, they have the Free Bridge is only 500 feet west of this motel.
Wow.
And if you ever get down there, take time and drive over to Milan. M-I-L-A-N, Milan.
Milan, the little town that won the state basketball tournament.
Yeah, I refer to it as Milan. I guess Milan, Italy.
Yes, they all call it Milan over there,
yeah.
Yes.
And drive over there and go up the hill till you come to an observation point.
Uh-huh.
And then look back across the river and at the city of Madison. It's down this elevation point, I expect, is 150 feet above the river. But you will instantly think about something in Europe when you see it.
I see.
It's just beautiful. We seen it on Saturday morning. It was sunny and bright.
Mm-hmm.
And George and I both were really thrilled about the view we were getting there.
Uh-huh.
But if you ever do that, just remember to drive across the Free Bridge and drive up there and see it. It's worth your time.
Well, I surely will. Mm-hmm. That sounds good indeed.
I should have taken my movie camera on this trip, but I didn't do it. I should have done it, but I didn't. So.
Well, speaking of trips now, the capital of the country.
Be Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And if someone who's had an extended illness, and you wonder if he's ever going to make it, said, well, it seems... How would you characterize that? If you're beginning to doubt he might make it.
Well, doubtful if he would make it or uh-huh. something like that, or he may make it or may not make it.
Uh-huh. Seems like he'll never pull through or
yeah.
something like that.
I've used that expression. I'm afraid he won't pull to it or something like that.
Or looks like he won't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.